I think we're on the air. This is Winfrey. It's another Saturday night. And Saturday night. And you are now tuned in to either the Win and Don show or the Don and Win show. We're still discussing it. It's still under negotiation. And we have our lawyers discussing whose name should become first. And we have an hour of unexpected, timeless movement through...
I think your lawyer likes me, though.
Think what?
I think your lawyer likes me, so...
He does. He wants it to be the Don and Win show?
You immediately said he. That wasn't fair.
Oh, she's she, huh?
Is that...
So we're going to start the show tonight with the Don Newsom rant, we call it. Do you have a rant, Don? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Silent.
No, bear with me. I'm just actually looking for something. I know they're in there somewhere. There's gray matter over there. Hold on.
While we're waiting for Don to do his rant, I want you to know that we have a special show tonight. We have some really extraordinary guests. And those of you that are about to switch channels because you think it's the normal Don and Win show, don't do it yet, because you won't be sorry to keep tuned in. We thank you all for listening.
And good night.
All our loyal listeners and all our unloyal listeners. And
I love you guys. I apologize. I truly do. It gets a little nutty around here. It always does. But
what are you apologizing for? What are you apologizing for?
Hey, there's always got to be some form of apology on my lips.
All right. So, Don, who's your favorite guest of all the people we've had on? We don't have that many guests because Don thinks it's much better for you guys to hear us argue. So we go through our bantering oftentimes and our respective points of view, but occasionally we've had guests.
That's right.
Who is your favorite guest?
Favorite guest?
Your favorite guest.
Tough one. James. James Gilliland.
James Gilliland?
Yeah. I think so.
Well, James, would you like to say hello? And James isn't here. Okay, good try. We have a mystery guest, and Don doesn't know who it is.
That's right. That would have been good, though.
Yeah. Now, actually, what we can do is... we're not going to have the mystery guest identify themselves by name. We're just going to let them make their identifying sound, and you'll know who it is, okay?
Interesting. All right.
Okay.
Could
we have an identifying sound from our mystery guest?
All right. You know what, folks? Welcome back. We're in the state of welcome back.
Now, those of you that are our regular listeners, if there's any of them still out there, know that we've done a couple shows over the past month on dolphins.
That's right. I love these shows.
And we've had,
is a psychic dolphin. This is not an ordinary dolphin.
We have two dolphins on the show tonight, Don.
Excellent.
Could dolphin number two identify themselves?
Oh,
Ooh, I like that dolphin.
You do, huh?
Oh, yeah, she's got some bass to her.
Oh.
Definitely, definitely. Keep her.
I wonder if your mother's listening tonight. God. Hi, Hildy. I know you love our dolphin shows. And
hi, Mom. Hey, happy holidays to you, Mother. I got to say, all the joy I feel always is with thoughts of you. I truly miss you, and I love you.
Mm-hmm. So, we have, you remember Diane?
You know,
Diane was the mother of...
I actually remember that I have a relative named Diane, yeah.
No, Diane was on, and she
Auntie Dot, you call her.
Diane and Wesley were on, and they were the ones that went to the dolphin school up in Fairfax, and their children were on the week before.
Right, I remember.
And, you know, we've had such a good dolphin energy that we have... Now, he doesn't like to be referred to this way, you know, but his name reminds us of cabbage.
Cabbage, right.
Chinese cabbage.
Chinese cabbage. Don't eat too much of that.
He doesn't like that. And that's, I hope I'm bok choy, okay?
Bok choy, right. It's almost
bok
a chore
choy.
To say. Right. Ah, well, there you go.
Bok choy.
All right, okay. Well, see?
Now, bok choy is a psychic dolphin.
That's right.
So if anybody has any questions brewing, it's a very wise dolphin.
Very wise. In fact, if you call 877-876-5227, I feel like a salesman. How am I doing so far? Anyways, give us a call. You can talk to, the supermarket's best display, Bok Choy, all right? So give us a call. Again,
no,
that number is 8.
Let's have Bok Choy. Bok Choy can actually talk in English, okay? So, Bok Choy, would you like to say something to all our listeners? No, that's
a keeper. I promise, that's a keeper.
I
got to tell you, if anybody can make or any animal can make those kind of sounds, I'm in.
You're in.
I'm
huh?
in.
Okay, let's just be quiet and clear the space for a moment, okay?
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Now, what was she saying? Not right now.
Well, I thought.
I heard it.
I thought it was going to be English, okay?
That sounded English to me. Anybody else hear it out there in the audience? Anybody?
Choy.
Speak up now.
Choy, Wait a second, Don. Clear the space. We have a voice coming
Choy
through.
Doesn't speak English. Bok Choy needs a human translator.
I see. So we have... translator, could we have a translation of what Bok Choy would want to tell our audience?
Yes. One moment, please. We are very magnificently happy to be here on this Earth Forum frequency, which we would deem a silly space for laughter and rejuvenation. And we are especially happy that we have our playmate coming through, our dear friend, whose initial is D. And she would also like to say something, and the two of us together have a message for you this evening, and it will come forth as she also brings her own intuitive understandings forward.
think that's, I think you're supposed to say something, Dee.
Yeah. Dolphin is ready for playtime.
I like that, Dolphin. I've said it once before, I'll say it again.
Dee is not...
Dolphin play.
What can dolphins teach humans about play?
Letting go. Letting go of old patterns, old beliefs. After all, they're just beliefs. Connect to what excites them with passion.
Hey, Don.
I'm in.
What excites you with passion, Don?
You know, only a few things. Only a few things, my friend. Those few things really, really sing. Passion sings. Sex sings. Well, besides that, well, is there anything else, really? Passion to me is work. That's what I love.
Play and work are both a four-letter word.
Yeah, yeah.
They're interchangeable.
That's right. They're interchangeable with that third four-letter word, too. It all works synergistically.
Now, humans have trouble with that third four-letter word, don't they?
Yeah, but it's a lot of passion.
What's the dolphin attitude towards all of that?
I think it likes it.
No.
I'm pretty sure it was saying it liked it.
He says you're missing the point.
Oh.
The point is that play has passion. Work, for most people, not for all, lacks passion. And it doesn't engage the heart chakra. Work engages the lower chakras, but passion engages also the heart chakra. So the dolphin community is asking you to bring your energies up all the way to the heart chakra, which releases the joy and the spontaneity of the little person, the uninhibited child who's full of dreams and like the little girl in Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come. It's belief, willing suspension of disbelief, because our culture would have you believe that miraculous things are impossible, because that's stuckness in 3D, and the negatives want to keep us stuck in the 3D, and the dolphins want to try to release us from the 3D.
Do you have a question, Don?
Me? No. I'm good. I get it. I'm in.
You're in. Well, I'll ask a question. How do the dolphins work to help release humans from 3D?
We are part of your evolutionary soul matrix. We, in some senses, are a future version of yourself if you choose certain evolutionary spirals. We are caretakers of Mother Earth, like the whales. As a soul continues to expand in consciousness, he or she identifies themselves with larger and larger sentient beings. The mountains, the lakes, the rivers, the streams, the deserts, the mesas, the peninsulas. These are all sentient beings in their own right, and all have consciousness. The dolphins and the whales, they understand this. Humans do not yet understand that their home is alive and sustains them in more than just a physical way. If they do not engage with her in a spiritual and emotional and heartfelt and way of gratitude, she, like sad, depressed person deprived of love, will wither and die, becoming very sickly in the process, which she is doing now. She asks for appreciation from her human counterpart.
We're talking about the Earth?
Yes.
So can we have all our listeners now send some appreciation and gratitude to the Earth?
Yes.
So let's ask our listeners right now. We know all our listeners are on the Earth, and you have the Earth underneath you. So take a moment and open your heart and imagine that the Earth, which most of you probably think doesn't feel you, imagine that it feels you. And imagine that the energy of the Earth feeling can come up into your body, and that you can feel loved by the Earth, and you can love the Earth back. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
And if you love the Earth, no matter where you are, you have a place to feel loved back through the Earth. The Earth wants to love us, is that right?
Yes.
Can the Earth think?
Yes. What do you mean? What do you think the meaning of sentient is? It is conscious. Living intelligence.
Mm-hmm. And the Earth can express itself also, correct?
Very strongly. What do you think Katrina was?
That was the Earth expressing itself?
Yes.
Now, if we were going to try to understand the expression of Katrina, what would we learn from that expression?
That humans are very out of balance and have gone so far in some aspects as to create magnitudes of disruption that unfortunately have become very harmful for many humans and animals, as well as the Earth herself. It's like a wound that must be cleansed before it can heal. Think of the area of Katrina. Besides New Orleans, what is most prominent in that area?
I have a question. What? Just one quick one.
Well, let's finish Katrina, and then hold your question a second.
All right.
Let's finish the thought here, okay? What is most prominent in New Orleans? New Orleans.
New Orleans. In that area of the Gulf of Mexico.
Cuba?
Oil refineries,
okay.
And what are we doing with oil refineries?
We are taking oil. We're taking oil from the earth.
It is actually not so much that. It is what you are doing with it. You are funding a war that is maiming and killing hundreds of thousands of people unnecessarily in the Middle East. Most of that was shipped out of the Gulf of Mexico.
And so that was the way the Earth responded to that, yes?
Yes, and it has not ceased.
Mm-hmm. So the Earth is not just aware of the oil coming out of it, but it knows where the oil is going and how it's used.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. Don, you had a question?
You know, I would almost have to say anything less than observation is a distortion of creation. How's that for a statement?
Is that a question?
It's almost a rhetoric statement, but it's just my own. I don't know whether it's true.
Anything less than observation
is a distortion. You know, if you're doing anything less than observing creation is some form of distortion or distorting of it.
Well, I would say that, and I'm just going to respond to that myself, and then we'll let Bookjoy comment. I would say that you are creation. You are a piece of creation. So
no, I agree. This is all a great learning experience. But so ultimately,
you're not just observing.
Ultimately, you get to a point where you are the full observer, and you're really allowing everything its perfection.
But you're also a co-creator.
Well, in as you continue on the continuum,
yeah.
I think you develop many aspects, which then become a part of very powerful parts of creation.
Mm-hmm. So observation leads to making better decisions.
Well, I don't know. Does it?
Hopefully, if you're wise. I just see you have a caller, but let's...
Wise and rich. Please donate.
Let's have Bookjoy comment, and then we'll have our caller make a comment. Bookjoy, do you want to comment on that?
About only being able to observe lest you disturb creation?
Yes.
You are part of creation. The act of creation itself is a movement in third density through time and space. If one is alive, one is breathing, one is taking in air, oxygen, and exhaling carbon dioxide. Therefore, should you stop breathing? No. You are a part of creation, and everything you do is part of creation. The question is whether does the creation lead to a greater understanding of the wholeness and oneness of all things, or does it lead to a greater fragmentation and illusion of the separateness of all things? That is what we would say.
Thank you. Don, do we have a question?
Oh, I like the answer. Again, though, I honestly think that as you become less and less detached from form, you experience more and more of the beauty in the observation of all things as they move in perfect harmony. I think that, yeah, creation, of course, is in this particular aspect is all about action. Let me talk about action, folks. You know what's going on in the news? I mean, if you're not riotously pissed off by now, you're not reading the trusted news trader TNT board. You're just not up on the right kind of news, because what's going on right now is unacceptable. You'll hear that word often on this network. Anyways, back to you. Yeah.
Let's give our phone number out again if anyone wants to pose a question. What's the number, Don?
Does Bok Choy know it?
No, the phone number if
yeah.
anyone wants to call.
Bok Choy. It's up to you. Give out the number.
I don't know the number.
Bok Choy will.
Oh, Bok Choy doesn't know the number.
Sure. Come on. Bok Choy does know the number. Right?
No, Bok Choy does not know the number.
The first three maybe digits in it?
We're not doing magic.
Hold on. All right. Well, I'll watch this. 877-876-5227. If you call in right now, you'll get an earlier bird special on the Don and Wynn program. Don't know what that is? Probably nothing. But give us a call and you'll find out. If you are calling abroad, give us a call on the direct line, 530-876-3222. And if you're in Canada, well, we have an 888 number, 810. I think it's 5227, but I may be wrong. You can check the website, bbsradio.com. Tape that, will you? Hey, you guys get that? Good. All right. Sorry.
And another night where the phone rings off the hook.
It's going wild. Thanks, folks. We love you as much as you love us. We love them as much as they love us. Can you tell me where that came from, Bok Choy, the movie?
Say that again, Don.
Can you tell me the movie that I was just portraying? Very, I might say not perfectly, but accurately.
You know,
maybe not accurately.
You have not studied the Rorschachs enough. Did you know that?
Probably not.
You know, one of the things...
I never study anything too much.
One of the things it's like
eating the same food over and over and over and over again. You know, you just don't do it.
One of the things about the Ra channelings is that, in general, the higher beings have said it is not good to show proof that proof
sucks.
Proof causes people to become blind believers.
Right, I know it sucks. Forget the truth, folks.
So it's not good to do miraculous things to try to create believers.
Well, that's true.
So that's not what we're doing here. Now we could ask Bok Choy. Here's a good question, Don.
You can always ask him about future events.
Well, we could, but here's a good question.
Sure.
But you have to go along with us. Let's say Bok Choy was a dolphin psychiatrist, psychoanalyst, psychologist.
Or statistician.
And they were looking at you and me.
Right, right.
And they were counseling us.
Right.
What would Bok Choy say about counseling Don and Wynn?
The Don and Wynn. Or
yeah.
The Wynn and Don.
Yes.
She would say, she'd probably be a little confused right there.
Well, let's see what comes up.
All right.
It's okay to ask that, right? We don't know they're going to say.
I think it's about time something's said.
Yeah.
Should I translate?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Please, Your Majesty.
The dolphins are saddened that the one known as Don, who has a potential to reach many people and be a very high service, does not take his work enough to heart. nor does he take it seriously enough. Not that he cannot have fun with it, but that he is in a position to open hearts and minds.
Now, I got to stop you right there, because that's insulting. Okay.
It is not an insult.
No, well, now hold on. It was insulting. Okay. I mean, I've done you. If people know me and know who I am, they would never even that would never have crossed their lips. Okay. I know who I am. You may not. I don't know about bok choy, but that would never have crossed their lips. And on the Dawn and Wind program, it wouldn't even have been, I don't even think thought of by most.
Well, we could get.
So I'm just curious. What else do you have to offer the Dawn and Wind show?
They are saddened. That is all I can say. They are sad.
Nothing else? Please, go on. Please.
They do not feel that you would allow free expression with an open mind.
Anything else? Why stop there?
They wish only to help you.
Any more? I can use all the help I can get. It's got to be more.
You must ask with a sincerity in your heart.
Well, thank you. All right. Well, thank you, Dolphins. Bok choy.
Bok choy. Let's.
I can't say I'm all that enthused. Nor particularly. Oh, I would almost have to say particularly happy with the way this has gone. I must say that. I could say talking about when you're public on the air and dealing with people, how spirit would work and does work. I truly and honestly, in my heart of hearts, don't think it works like that. Do you know what I mean? Especially with a person who spent all of his time, more time than humanly possible, in the capacity that he's been in, out of sheer joy and love. Now, it just strikes me, you know, I must say, it strikes me odd. We got a caller. All right, caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Caller, you're on the air. The Win and Dawn Show.
Dolphins. The hammerhead dolphin is the only dolphin that knows itself from the start. So that means extremely brilliant.
Well, thank you. I love that definition. That sounds beautiful.
Who do we have talking to us?
Huh?
Who is calling?
This is just me.
Just you? You're going to be anonymous,
just me.
Yes?
Yeah. I just wanted to say that the dolphins are the most extremely brilliant mammals, humanly formed, you know, just the bomb. They are the most brilliant, and if you're identifying yourself as a dolphin, it's the hammerhead that you want to know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They are
the only one that recognizes themselves.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, actually, thank you.
Do you have
that actually does make sense to me now.
It's all coming together. Human beings don't know themselves until they're age 2 and see themselves in the mirror.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for our dolphin on tonight?
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate, honestly, I do. Thank you.
Like your show.
Hey, we love you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, callers, we had a fabulous call. Again, you know the numbers. It's 877-876-5227. If you want to get in on the action, call that number. Go to the website. Click on Station 1. We're here. We're talking. We're live. Back to you, Wynn.
What do we know about hammerhead dolphins?
Well, they recognize themselves.
Can we ask
the best? Didn't we just hear that? All right, we got another caller. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Well, hi.
Hi, Don. This is Terry.
Terry. Well, hi. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. We wanted to just say hi to Buck Toy.
All right.
Do you have a question, Terry?
Yes. I would like to say hello to Buck Toy. I love Buck Toy. And I'd like to know what Buck Toy is spending his time doing in the daytime now.
He says monitoring the environmental changes that are taking place with the temperature variations in the oceans, because the whales are now confused about their homing patterns and they don't know where to find their food, and the oceans are becoming precarious for the creatures inside because of the changes. And they are also trying to help the humans by awakening them to the consciousness that they must respond in a loving and caring way to what's happening on the earth. We are very happy for Terry that she is doing the work that she does. She is a light angel.
I'm happy for you, Buck Toy. I think of you sometimes. And I'm happy that you're out there. And my friendship with you seems eternal.
Well, all right. Well, thank you, caller. And we do appreciate it. Terry, right? Terry?
Yes.
Thank you, Terry, for calling in.
Thank you.
To the
doctor. Does Dee want to say anything?
I have a question for Buck Toy.
Go ahead.
Andy, female bottlenose dolphin that I had an encounter with recently in Cabo, have any messages for me? Or can she confirm the attunement I received from her? This is an old connection you have resumed after many millennia. You have known each other before. He is helping you with light encodements, which are latent in your cells, and helping you to come back online as a multidimensional spiritual being. He is strengthening your resolve for service and unconditional love, healing the wounds of your 3D illusions, and making you into a true master of this realm to assist others. He is with you often. You need only call on him.
Thank you, Bok Choy.
Well, all right. All right. Hey, Bok Choy's giving you the same thing they've given me. Resolve. Excellent. Well, thank you for calling in. Do we have another caller there? Anybody? Wynn, you got a question?
Bok Choy, can you tell us anything about what we might expect in Earth changes in the near future?
Much fluctuation. The first 3 months of 2008, possibilities of seismic activities on the Ring of Fire, not necessarily North America, but extending around to the Asian Pacific region. Warming trends. Continued warming trends, drought trends. Prices of food in the United States going up as water shortages continue in the breadbasket areas. Prices of food continuing to go up intermittently. General destabilization of environment attempting to awaken people to change, which is imminent and for which they must awaken psychologically and spiritually. The earth is frustrated that she cannot offer a more gentle way of showing what must occur in order to mitigate potential impending severe changes of seismic activity, flooding, drought, fire, polar cap ice melting. People must wake up. Wake up. Is wake up.
Do we see changes on the eastern seaboard because of the polar ice caps melting?
Not
I
yet.
See smaller ice
so
caps. I see smaller ice caps. No visionary.
Will.
But I've seen. Back to you, Wynn.
Back to me? Now you're afraid to ask questions, Don.
Oh, of course not. I have my own 2008 prediction.
Okay.
2008 will be more like 2007, only be a little more heated politically. I think we're going to see a dynamic political, economic, and change more so than anything that we're going to see environmentally or geographically, geophysically, or otherwise.
Actually, do you pay attention to American politics?
Yes.
You know, I know that PBS Radio is very supportive of Ron Paul. And I don't know if he has any hope of getting elected. I don't know if we should ask this question.
Sure, that's a beauty. Best question you could have ever asked.
We see much chaos in the electoral system. We see a potential falling out or breaking away of traditional two-party politics. There is also a possibility that things will not proceed on schedule as you would normally have them in the election time frame, that things will be derailed because of an event. We are not really free to say more.
Both scenarios, quite likely, actually, considering the current state of things. Yeah.
How about the value of the American dollar and the stock market?
Shaky.
That's my answer.
Do we see a collapse of the stock market like 1929?
Nope.
Not completely. Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Not in 2008.
No.
Mm-hmm. Do we see restriction of freedoms?
Possibly. Later part of the year.
Mm-hmm. What can a person do who's looking at this and concerned and feeling the injustice of it all?
Raise their vibration. Raise their vibration out of the level of fear and become the watcher. Observe the emotional and adrenaline responses in your body and know that you can become the master of them, that you can control them. You do not have to react to them. Practice becoming masterful over lower emanations of the more visceral, more base emotions and negative thoughts. It takes practice, but it is possible.
Thank you. You know, I was saying, folks, 2008 is a year of moving passion, moving compassion, and moving yourselves into action. What I'm really saying is, hey, meditate in 2009, go spiritually nuts. But what I'm trying to say is we have a regime in place that's a criminal regime. And we need to remove them. Or make them insignificant. We need to bring all action back down to the local levels. But this regime is really, it's gone way hell-bent on its way out to follow its agenda. And that agenda is very dark, and it's unacceptable. And if we don't start taking action, all of us together, all of us, behind a man like Ron Paul, getting up, getting passionate. That's why you're here. You're passionate. If you don't start getting passionate about the truth and honoring how you feel, then, folks, you will wake up into an interesting dilemma as we progress. And I'll be there with you. So, good. All I can say is good actions, positive actions from the heart, but actions from the heart.
There is much truth in what you say. It is very vital to act from the heart. The key is that the action be of a higher frequency. than the action you are trying to deflect. You cannot solve the problem from the same level in which it was created.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I agree.
You end up with a lot of very wounded and dead people.
Yeah, but again, a lot of talk. We do a lot of talking. Many people do a lot of talking. We've done a lot of talking, and here we are today. You know, there comes a point where people got to start believing in themselves enough and working together enough to make people aware, to feel that empowerment of the unifying factor of all of us being aware. That truly is empowering. When enough people know the truth, that's empowering to me. So, it's really a matter of spreading the word. I don't care if you're spreading it about BBS Radio or Alex Jones or, you know, there's a few good ones out there. Not many. Not many. Can't give you a list. Sorry, folks. Just not that many of them out there. But if you're looking for truth, metaphysics, spirituality, free energy, alternative news, with hopefully best of intentions and all the heart in the world, then yeah, you've come to the right place. We hope we're number one. We hope to convince you to tell your friends. We love you. We really do.
I think it's time to call in the light.
Let's do it.
Okay. So those of you that are listening, we're going to end this edition of the Don and Wynn Show with our traditional creating a group energy amongst us all and taking the power of our group energy and using it as a high intention to make a contribution to the upliftment and transformation of our planet. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person listening tonight, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And again, we're communing with the Earth energies and sending the Earth love and getting love back from the Earth. We now, those of you who voluntarily agree, we join our energies that are in other dimensions. We blend with each other. And we see this blanket of light connecting us all who are listening right now. And we anchor this light energy down onto our planet, that those who are open might feel it and be uplifted by it. We ask for the support and help of those interdimensional service to other groups in other dimensions to join with us as we send this light around our country, around our planet, filling in areas of darkness and suffering. We thank you all for joining us, and on Monday evening we do a planetary healing hour, which I facilitate on BBS at 6 o'clock on Station 2. Those of you who are interested, I hope you'll tune in.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Wynn. Folks, stick around. We'll be up next with a fabulous show. It's one we all don't want to miss. a fireside chat with Sandy Mystic, so stick around. It only gets better at PBS.
I love you.
Ugh.